That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon.
Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations, and from the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, featuring a new book by Carl Schramm, The Entrepreneurial Imperative, at kauffman.org. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, exploring how technology is changing kids and learning at digitallearning.macfound.org. And from Wellington Management, providing investment management for clients worldwide. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
KUOW-FM 94.9 Seattle, KUOW 1340 AM Tumwater Olympia, worldwide at KUOW.org. Good evening, I'm Amanda Wild. Stay tuned for the Word Game Show Says You. That takes us to 7 o'clock and the Swing Years and beyond, which will have a live program of festive music for this Saturday night. And if that's not enough holiday music for you, here's something else.
On December 25th, as is tradition, the KUOW Holiday Music Blowout Special is a Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer free zone. But we might play this.
Grandpa's gonna sew the pants off of Santa. That's what Grandpa's gonna do.
Join us Christmas Day from 1 to 3 on KUOW.
Support for KUOW comes from Horizon House, building on 46 years of experience to add 100 new apartments for active adults, expanded amenities, and a new model of health care, all in the cultural and commercial core of the city. More about Horizon House is available by calling 382-3100.
High clouds, 44 degrees in Seattle at this hour. It's overcast, 46 in Olympia and 44 degrees in Bellingham. The forecast is for partly cloudy skies tonight and lows in the 30s tomorrow. Cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain throughout the afternoon and evening. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Amanda Wild, 94.9 KUOW.
Welcome to this week's holiday celebration of Says You. Today, our examination of the language turns seasonal.
Tony, what's the difference between a chorus and a choir?
$200 an hour.
$200 an hour, is about right.
It's a time for family fun and family stories.
When we first started the date, Paula ordered a rusty nail to my great surprise.
Yeah.
So when the waitress said to me, what do you want? I said, I'll have a tetanus shot. And we've been together ever since.
And then he got hammered.
So gather close and join the fun at Solstice Will Disport. You'll hear a festive quip or pun, a cleverish retort. It's Hanukkah, it's Christmas time, it's Boxing Day, it's Kwanzaa. Our show to celebrate is next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The UN Security Council has unanimously voted to impose sanctions on Iran in an effort to keep the country from acquiring nuclear materials and technology that could be used to make atomic bombs. Iran has already rejected the measure, as Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's foreign ministry has called the resolution illegal and invalid. In a statement read on state-run TV, Iran vowed to continue its nuclear activities, which it says are peaceful. The resolution demands Iran end all research on uranium enrichment, a key step in the nuclear fuel process that could be used to make bombs. The resolution also calls on Iran to stop all research and development that can make or deliver atomic weapons. If Iran does not comply, the Council could adopt other non-military sanctions. Iran's foreign ministry said the resolution will only discredit the UN Security Council. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
Israeli and Palestinian leaders met in Jerusalem today, the first such formal face-to-face session in nearly 2 years. Israel agreed to transfer $100 million in frozen tax funds to the cash-strapped Palestinians for humanitarian purposes. NPR's Linda Gradstein has the story.
After a two-hour meeting between Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, Israel announced it will transfer the money directly to Abbas and not to the Hamas-led government. In a statement, Olmert's office said the meeting is a first step toward rebuilding mutual trust and fruitful cooperation. An aide to Abbas said the leaders agreed to try to revive the moribund peace process and to meet again soon. Israeli officials said the money transfer will not occur immediately, but will be dependent on establishing a mechanism to make sure the money does not end up in the hands of the ruling Hamas movement, which the U.S. and Israel say is a terrorist organization. Olmert also agreed to remove several West Bank checkpoints and to increase the number of trucks crossing between Gaza and Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Denver International Airport is now operating at close to capacity after being snowed in for 2 days, but airlines are struggling to handle a backlog of thousands of travelers whose flights were canceled when a blizzard shut down the facility. Chuck Cannon is a spokesman for the airport. He says most flights are already booked up with people who had long-standing reservations to travel today.
They're getting on the planes first. The ones whose flights were canceled are being put on standby, and the problem is that there are not many empty seats to use for standby. So there are a lot of those people whose flights were canceled earlier that are not going to get where they want to be by Christmas.
There were some weather and visibility-related delays at other airports in the country today. No major problems, though. 9 million Americans are expected to travel by air over the holiday period, which stretches to New Year's Day. And the AAA is estimating that nearly 65 million people will travel more than 50 miles away from home over the holidays. This is NPR News from Washington. President Bush was briefed at Camp David today by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who's just back from a trip to Iraq. The White House says Mr. Bush is pleased with the progress being made toward deciding on a new U.S. strategy in Iraq. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that top U.S. military commanders in Iraq have decided to endorse the idea of a temporary surge in the number of U.S. troops deployed there. Former U.S. Senator Robert Stafford of Vermont has died at the age of 93. He was a strong advocate of the environment and education. The federal student loan program is named after him. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Stafford was Vermont's governor for 2 years, served 11 years in the House and 17 in the Senate before his retirement in 1989. The Republican pushed for laws to clean the nation's air and water. Democratic Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says Stafford was a friend and mentor.
God, he was a nice guy. I will miss him.
Leahy says, unknown to many, Stafford had quite a sense of humor.
He could diffuse the most tense meeting just by telling a couple jokes in a very thick Vermont accent, which he'd employ for the occasion, but then get us back to the subject at hand and get us together to pass some real legislation.
Stafford was surrounded by his family when he died at a Vermont nursing home. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are trying to convince an appeals court to jail two newspaper reporters who refused to testify about the source of leaked secret grand jury testimony from a steroids investigation. The two San Francisco Chronicle reporters will not say who leaked secret information from a grand jury in a steroids investigation in 2004. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Tune in for the Swing Years this Saturday night. It's all Christmas music in our annual holiday tradition. That's the Swing Years and Beyond, Saturday night, 7 p.m. to midnight on 94.9 KUOW.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la. Fill the maid cup, drain the barrel, fa-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Christmas carol, la 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 la.
Welcome to a holiday edition of Says You. A game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Featuring the music of Incoronovo, the Dactyls, and the Harvard Crocodillos.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Thank you. Happy holidays and welcome to the Venetian Room in the Fairmont Copley Plaza Hotel in the heart of Old Back Bay for Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. She'll bring us some figgy pudding. For those of you interested in figgy pudding, Francine Akbar. Later on, he'll perspire as he sits by the fire, Barry Nolan. And joyful all ye nations rise, he's here on time. What a surprise, Tony Khan. Led on this occasion?
Queen of the annual Fig Festival, Francine.
Miss Akbar, Will Captain. To my left, team two, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Floyd is nipping at his nose. Arnie Reisman. A star of wonder, a star of might, who stayed up much too late last night. Carolyn Faye Fox. And she's making a list and checking it twice. A consumer reporter. We take her advice. Miss Paula Lyons. Today led by?
Floyd's master. Floyd is our dog, for those of you who don't know.
Floyd's father, Will Captain.
Arnie Reisman. Arnie Reisman.
Our game is played in five rounds. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab a pen and paper. Let's begin with a Yuletide edition of What's the Difference?
Okay.
Carolyn, yes. What's the difference between a sleigh and a sled?
Oh.
A sleigh and a sled?
Yes.
A sleigh.
Sled is past tense. Sleigh is next. Yes, no, that guy is sled.
Well, man. A sled. You can just hop on a sled and go down a hill, whereas a sleigh is pulled by dogs or reindeer or horses or, you know.
Whatever children you have handy.
Whatever children you have
Whatever children you have handy, yes, that's exactly right. Although both have runners and can be moved in a number of ways, a sled is meant to be propelled by gravity and the energy provided by its passengers. A sleigh is meant to be drawn, as by a horse. Very good. Tony, what's the difference between a chorus and a choir?
A chorus and a choir?
Yeah.
$200 an hour.
$200 an hour, is about right.
Let's see. The heavenly choir as opposed to the heavenly chorus. Maybe there's a hint there.
I think it's size.
Size? Or could it have
the
to do with accompaniment?
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah. Is enormous.
Choir and has music attached to it, a musical accompaniment, well, chorus? Can be a cappella?
A lot of choruses I've been in have also been somewhat lyrical.
Yeah.
Does the religious content of it have anything to do with it?
It has almost everything to do with it.
Well,
so,
a choir is religious.
Take it away.
The